Good evening. Did you know that we're born with an automatic instinct to protect ourselves through fleeing or fighting? It is called the fight or flight instinct. Our minds instantly evaluate the danger and send impulse all through our bodies to run or get ready to fight. One summer, my family and I went to the mountain vacation. Goldie and I enjoy walking and viewing the mountain scenery. One morning, we went out walking, and as we turned into a bend in the road, I saw Goldie drop her walking stick and start to run, shouting, "Bear, bear." Immediately, I dropped my stick and ran to catch up. Fight or flight is not just a physical impulse. It also can be a spiritual response to temptation. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, records Jesus being tempted by the devil. And reads, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread.' But Jesus answered and said, 'It is written, a man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him up unto the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge over you, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, 'It is written again, you should not tempt the Lord your God.' Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, 'All these things I will give to you if you would just fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you should worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.' Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him." Our personal encounter with temptation would never equal Jesus' confrontation with Satan. However, we face a variety of temptation as followers of Christ. And when we do, like Jesus, we can draw on the power of the scripture and prayer to stand against the tactics of the devil. In Ephesians 6, 11 and following, Paul tells us, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." Then Paul concludes by saying, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." There are times when we must fight the good fight of faith and to resist the devil, and he would flee. And then there's times when it is our turn to flee or to run. Run from the world, temptation that grips on us, things that interfere with our relationship with God and with our fellow Christian. Our souls are too valuable to be sold out to Satan's trick. We are to protect our souls at all costs, because it is Christ who paid an incredible cost for our souls. And last, Hebrews writer tells us in Hebrews 2, 17 through 18, "Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make a propitiation for sin of the people. For in that he himself had suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Satan can be defeated in our lives because Christ defeated him on the cross. Jesus wants to save us, and he wants to be with us in heaven. At this time, I'd like to extend the invitation to those that like to submit their life to Christ in baptism, or members that need the prayers of the church. Please stand and stand sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.